noise on the background, mute everything. We don't want that noise in the podcast. It's still coming from somewhere. It will come in the podcast. That's right. That is gone. Thank you very much. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it said, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." Praise the Lord. The King James says that I beseech you. The word "I beseech" means I beg you. I beg you, therefore, brothers or brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Come on, say to your neighbor, reasonable service. As part of this message or this quarter, I'll be talking about the service, but today I want you to understand that when your body is not offered as a sacrifice, which comprises the totality of your whole being and your whole, everything concerning your life is supposed to be presented as a living sacrifice. Praise the Lord. And this kind of sacrifice is going to be very excruciating, because most often, before you offer something as a sacrifice, that thing must die. But this time, you are going to die and still be living. That is the profoundness of this. Praise the Lord. In Romans chapter 3, verse 25, 26. Romans chapter 3, verse 25 to 26. It says, God present. What I want you to understand before I read this is that our theme for the year is arise and ward, let us build. And we are saying that our building is not just in anyhow, but we are building according to the architecture, principle, and structure of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So when I talk about sacrifice, there is no way you can do the thing Jesus did or produce the thing Jesus produced if you are not ready to sacrifice. The birth of Jesus was the beginning of the reality of that which was profoundly executed in the Old Testament. And it was the shadow in the Old Testament. But when I see Jesus, the only thing that comes to mind is sacrifice. Unless it's not that for you. But Jesus is the epitome. He is the symbol of sacrifice. In Romans chapter 3, verse 25, 26, it said, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by what? By faith. That is why it is through faith that we are saved. It said, he did this to demonstrate his righteousness. These are cake. They are powerful things here. Because in his forbearance, he had left the sin committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteous at the presentation or at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justify those who have faith in Christ. Amen. So I want you to understand that Jesus was presented as a sacrifice to atone our sin. Praise the Lord. And he did that through the sharing of the blood. And as we are receiving it by faith. Come on, say by faith. And what I need you to understand is that sacrifice is one of the most important elements within the fabric of the Christian faith we are in. If you are a Christian and you have no idea, or you don't walk in the strength and in the power of sacrifice, you have not yet attained your Christian stature. Praise the Lord. So the one we are following is the one who is the example of sacrifice. I know we have been hearing the profoundness of the preaching of grace that Paul has executed, but Paul in this preaching of grace is not isolating sacrifice, saying that Jesus has done all the sacrifice for us, therefore we don't need to do any sacrifice. Jesus' sacrifice was not the end of sacrifice, it's the beginning of sacrifice. It's the beginning. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 to 29, it said, "The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generation, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Come on, say hope of glory. It said, "Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ. To this end, I labor, striving according to his workings, which work in me mightily." Praise the Lord. So I'm ministering on the subject I've entitled "The Mystery of Sacrifice." Tell your neighbor, "The Mystery of Sacrifice." This sacrifice I'm talking about, when you read the book of Genesis, when man sinned against God, the Bible said that when man sinned against God, man became aware that they were naked. And the Bible said that when God appeared in the garden, they happened to try to hide behind the tree. And the Bible said, God said, "Adam, why are you hiding?" He said, I heard thy voice in the garden and I was naked, so I hid myself." He said, "How come you know you are naked? What did you..." He said, "Have you eaten what I told you not to eat?" By virtue of not answering, we knew what he has done. The Bible said they cut them leave and covered themselves. But when after God finished dealing with them, he had to sacrifice an animal and use the skin to cover them. That was the beginning of the sacrifice. God had to sacrifice the skin of an animal to cover them. Praise the Lord. And things have gone on through the shadows I'll be talking about. But Jesus Christ, when he appeared, he was the reality of that which was mysterious. Praise the Lord. So I want you to understand that sacrifice is something that you and I must embark on. The sacrifice of Jesus, among other things, is not exclusive for salvation, which deals... it is not to say that because Jesus sacrificed, nobody is going to sacrifice. But the purpose of the sacrifice of Jesus was targeted to enable you and I to obtain salvation, which deals with forgiveness of sin. The sacrifice of Jesus, number one, it helps us to be able to receive forgiveness of sin. Number two, it helps us to receive the imputation of eternal life. Number three, it helps us to receive righteousness. The Bible says he has imputed into us his righteousness. Come on, say righteousness. He introduced us to a life of sacrifice. His sacrifice on the cross was a call to a lifestyle to the believer as a lifestyle of sacrifice. Not the end of sacrifice, but it is war. The beginning of war, of sacrifice. Tell your neighbor, is the beginning. That is why Paul in Galatians chapter 2, verse 28, he said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I live now in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." So there is a life you have to live. It's a life of sacrifice. Tell your neighbor, a life of sacrifice. I don't know the extent in which you have been walking in the realm of sacrifice, but sacrifice is a mystery which cannot be understood logically. I like it when Jesus Christ emphasized the fact that my dying on the cross is not the exemption of the believer not to embark on the journey of sacrifice. He said that in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. It said, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, NIV says, then Jesus said to his disciple, whoever want to be my disciples must deny himself and take up their cross and follow me. When you see the cross, it's a sign of sacrifice. Anybody as a believer, when the cross appears, you can see that it is somebody who has offered himself as a sacrifice. He's saying that as I'm sacrificing on the cross and I'm picking my cross, each of you, peculiarly, particularly, it doesn't matter your age, it doesn't matter your level, it doesn't matter your nationality, because you have chosen to be my disciple, I have appointed unto you to embark on the journey of sacrifice. I want you to carry your cross, which is particular, idiosyncratic, it is unique, pertaining to you. I don't want you to pick my cross because it is not tailored for you, but my cross is mine, but your cross is particular to you, and your success is going to be measured according to your success in obtaining the objective of your sacrifice. Tell your neighbor, you have to carry your cross. One of the things you have to understand is that there are things that Jesus acquired when he sacrificed. There are things that Jesus acquired when he sacrificed. There are things of God that only come to those who have sacrificed. It is peculiar to those who have sacrificed, and many are not willing to sacrifice because the pain and the difficulty and the challenges and the objections and the disgrace and the pain and the tarnish and all the ugly things you can think about that those who sacrifice go through, it causes others not to partake, and because they don't partake, they cannot share in the joy that comes through sacrifice. We are able to profess and say that we are the head and not the tail, the first and not the last. You can quote the scriptures anyhow you want, but there are some things that you can only activate and walk in it because you choose to walk in the sacrifice that God has called us into. Tell your neighbor, be part of the sacrificing group. In Revelation chapter 5 verse 12, NIV says, in a loud, this is one of the benefits that Jesus benefited. The Bible said, in Revelation chapter 5 verse 12, it said, in a loud voice, they were saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive. He was slain. Therefore, because he was slain, he has been qualified to do all, to receive power. This power, it doesn't matter how much you profess you are a Christian. There are certain dimensions of power that will never come to you in your finances, in your health, in your any part of your life. You cannot walk in that dimension of power until you've sacrificed. It's not to receive power, to receive wealth, to receive wisdom, to receive strength and honor and glory and praise. There are certain praise you cannot receive until you are. Is sacrifice. Hallelujah. Are we going somewhere? It doesn't matter how much the pastor can preach well. If he doesn't partake in the act of sacrifice, he cannot enjoy the blessing in sacrifice. Praise the Lord. In our world today, because sacrifice is being encouraged not to be partaken. I will explain something to you. The whole month, 3 months, we are talking about sacrifice. Praise the Lord. It is surprising that most of us delight to want to have the pleasure, the joy, the satisfaction that those who sacrifice enjoys. We want to achieve it on the silver platter. I remember many years ago when one of our brother said that when he was in school, there were times there were no light. There was no light. He was living in a very remote village, and he had to use lantern and candle to be able to study. He was not sleeping like the way others are sleeping. Therefore, the receiving end, what he received, was not the same as others who were sleeping. Praise the Lord. We are living in a world, especially in this country, where our young ones have been told that you don't need to sacrifice. Do the one you can and leave the rest. Yes, it's true. But there are certain times we have to persevere and endure some things. Not because we accept it, but because we know what is aligned ahead. The Bible said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame. There are some shame we have to despise. There are some things we have to let go because of something we want to achieve. If we tell our young people, if you study the subject and you don't understand it, put it aside and pick the one you can understand. Yes, you can do that, but remember, you cannot enjoy the fruit of what you despised. I was watching a woman recently on the news when she said that I'm not going to have children. I said, why? I thought maybe there was a medical reason. But he said, no, I'm not going to give birth to any child because to raise a child is difficult, number one. When I give birth to a child, the child is going to cause my physical pocketude, my breast, my curves, my curvature, and my curves and everything around me to lose the figure that I have. I don't want to lose it. I was wondering who brought her up. That person was willing to sacrifice, but she's not willing to sacrifice. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11, the Bible said that in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ. The mindset of what? Sacrifice. Who being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his advantage. There are some things that could be used for your advantage, but because you want to endure something. You don't understand what I'm talking about. When you take away sacrifice, then you take away joy. Many years ago, we are now in a community. I remember many years ago, I heard some story back in Africa when young ones are not now studying so hard. Everything I've in place, you don't understand what I'm talking about. I am happened to be a teacher, and most of the students I teach are very notorious and very disturbing. And when I look at the way their parents treat them, they place everything at their hands, on their fingertips. And every now and then, everything they want, they place it there. If they want to smoke, they said, you can't smoke that, but you can have vape. And you drink, you smoke, and you do this, and you get that. You do this, you get that. Most of them are living at the expense of not sacrificing anything. You don't sacrifice what? Anything. There were things that we could use to advantage, but Jesus didn't use that as his advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. If you want to be able to sacrifice, you have to make yourself what? Nothing. I remember a man said, do you know who you are talking to? A professor, I heard this story. It's a true story. I want to be here. I want to preach. Yeah. I said I will not say stories today. This man, you know that sometimes university, there are some people who have grown and are matured and have come back to do their masters. And there are some young ones like 25, 27 who are also doing their masters. So this man is in his 50s and he's doing his masters. So he's occupied in a lot of positions. And this man was in the classroom and this lecturer will come and will say that maybe Benjamin Ashon, then you have to say present. Elizabeth, you have to say present. Joyce, you have to say present. Grace, you have to say present. Minister, okay, you have to say present. And this man was getting annoyed about, what is this thing? We've grown past this level. What is this thing about, yes, present, present, present. Then one time the lecturer said his name. John, forgive me if it's not John, don't worry. He said, John, he didn't talk. Then somebody said, hey, they are calling you. He said, leave me alone with this nonsense of these things about present, absent. What is this? Are we boys? Then they said, you have to say it. The man got up with his furiousness. He said, do you know who I am? Then the man said, we don't care who you are. He said, you don't care who I am? I am the chancellor of this university. He said, so what? So what? I am also then he was part of the UN high profile. He said, today I have fired you. You are no more doing the course. You think you are up there so you can talk to anybody anyhow. There are some people you have to come down to their level to help them. The Bible says he made himself of no reputation. And being in the form of man, he took the form of man and he died on the cross. Therefore, listen, because he died on the wall, on the cross. Where is that? Thank you, Holy Ghost. My God. Give me verse 9. The Bible said because he died on the cross, as a result of God, as a result, I like this translation, NIV said that therefore, because he died and sacrificed, therefore, as a result, God exalted him and gave him a name that is above every name. As a result of his sacrifice, if you are a person who is able to sacrifice, there are some things you will get that others will not get. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and in heaven and on earth and under the earth. These are benefits. Come on, say benefit. That it reside and reside on earth, under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise the Lord. So there are some things I want you to understand, that if you don't partake in the sacrifice, you can't enjoy it. Husbands are no more sacrificing for their wives. Wives are no more sacrificing for their husbands. It has now become a competition in the house. And everybody is denying one another from sacrifice. There is something you have to let go, not because it is in your right. Even though it is in your right, you just let it go because you want to save something. Praise the Lord. I like it when Psalm 50 verse 5, David was talking. And the Lord said, God, the Bible said in Psalm 50 verse 5, and the New King James said that, gather my sin together for me, to me. Gather my word, my sin together to me. Those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. There are certain times God will call his people he wants to bless in the generation. They are those who are able to sacrifice. In the kingdom of God, we prosper. Not just by being Christians. We prosper because we partake in the journey and practice the sincerity of sacrifice. There is a dimension of mercy. There are dimensions of the mercies of God that only people who sacrifice can connect to it. The power of sacrifice is embedded in revelation. Sacrificing is a spiritual language. Just understand it. Sacrifice is a language for spiritual people. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 to 19, and the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and a mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do just and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken for him. The Bible said that because of the covenant I have, the covenant that Abraham have partaken with me, it said I cannot do anything without telling him. A man sacrificed so much that God cannot do anything without disclosing it to him. Hallelujah. There are times a husband sacrificed so much for the wife that even after the husband dies, the woman is not able to marry again. A wife becomes so committed to the husband. Sacrifice, he said, I don't know how I can live my life with another one. No. Praise the Lord. If there is another time. The word sacrifice is mystery. The word mystery means something difficult or impossible to understand or to explain. Oh, another meaning for mystery means something not understood or beyond understanding. Another meaning said hidden or a secret thing, not obvious to the understanding. I like it when the principle in the Bible really makes me wonder what is going on in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24, 26. It said, there is one who scatters, yet increase more. And there is one who withholdeth more than is right, but it leads to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. These are principles that logically it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense when a young boy who is qualified to sacrifice, the one who have heard from God. A boy was looking, Jesus Christ spoke about the Father, let everybody sit down, let everybody sit down because they've heard the gospel. The Bible said that I know for sure that Judas, if Judas was around, he would hide his food. I know that there are certain people who hide their food. They say, my food is not even enough for me. But the Bible said there was a boy around who had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. He said, regardless of the amount of people, I don't have much, but this is all I have. Most of the time when we look at that story, we look at the power of God multiplying it. But we refuse and we fail to understand that there was a human sacrifice who didn't give half. Who didn't give quarter, but he, the boy, gave everything to God. Praise the Lord. Sacrifice means an act of slaughtering an animal or a person or surrendering a possession as an offering to a deity. You have to give up something. Tell your neighbor, give up something. It's to give up something for the sake of other consideration. Hallelujah. Are we ready? Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 19 verse 29 to 31. Now this story, the Bible said that Jesus, it was time for him to enter. We know we've done Easter, for Jesus to use the court that was in Tyre in the village. The Bible said it came to pass when he was come near Bethphage and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives. He sent 2 of his disciples saying, go ye into the village over against you, in which at your entering you will find a court tie whereunto yet another man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man asks you why you do what you do, tell him the master is in need of it. This man, I don't know why he was keeping it, but he didn't allow anybody to sit on it. He was keeping it. I don't know why he was keeping it. But the Bible said that immediately the Lord said he needed it. It said, regardless of my inability to use it when I ought to use it or when I was supposed to use it, now the master is in need of it. I have to let it go. Praise the Lord. The issue with sacrifice is that God, your sacrifice will be based on what is in you, what you have already. When we offer sacrifice, is the kind of giving that an individual does in response to the word of God. Precious one, when I talk about sacrifice, I don't mean that going around and giving your money to people. No. Because recently I went to Cliftonville and I saw a woman who was saying she didn't have anywhere to sleep. So she was begging and I gave her £10. She said she didn't have coins, but I didn't have coins. So I think I gave her something. Immediately I gave her that money. The project for the day was stopped. Then I saw her drinking and smoking somewhere else. It is not spreading your money. Like I went to Cliftonville, I saw a woman who was begging for money, sitting down begging, said I don't have anything to eat. So I took all the coins in my car and gave it to her. In the bowl I put it, I thought this woman would get up because she's got money, then she'll go home. She poured all the money in the bowl and put it somewhere and put the empty one there again. I said, this is a business. Praise the Lord. The source of your faith is as it must be a response to the word of God. If you sacrifice outside God, it is not sacrifice unto God. Hallelujah. And sometimes when we sacrifice, it may look If God doesn't respond and accept our sacrifice and bless us in a way that all will see, most of the time it look before men that we are fools. But there is a key I will share with you. Sacrifice is complete, total, and absolute obedience to the word of God without any deviation or alteration. The highest level of obedience is embedded in sacrifice. In 1 Samuel chapter 5, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, the Bible said that, but Samuel replied that the Lord delights in burnt offering and sacrifice as much as in obeying the word of the Lord. To obey is better than what? Sacrifice. To heed is better than what? The fat ram. What Samuel is talking about here is that don't do anything without the basis on the word of God. Otherwise, if you present it to God, he can't accept it. Saul offered the sacrifice outside the word of God. He was not, so God has authorized him not to offer the sacrifice. Therefore, if you do something outside the will and the word of God, it cannot be permitted to be. That is why Romans says that your offering must be what? Acceptable. If it is not acceptable, it does not qualify for the benefit that comes by it. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 27, verse 2 to 4. Genesis 27, verse 2 to 4. It said, then he said, behold now, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. This is Isaac talking. Now therefore, please take, let me paraphrase it. This was when Isaac said to Esau, he said, go and kill me a venison. I want to eat it. Now this venison, you and I know that the mother Rebecca already had the food is already in the house. The food was already there. Because when Jacob was about to use, you know, prepare the food was already in the house. But there are certain things that can only come to you when you sacrifice. Listen, there are certain places you can't enter. It is sacrifice that will cause you to enter. I went for a program last week. I was told, I knew the man of God was coming. I've planned I will go, but I forgot the date. And in the middle of the afternoon, I was told he was coming. I gave him a phone call. I spoke to him. He said, yes, it will take me like 2 hours to drive there. When I went there, I had the seed I wanted to sow. Somebody was trying to stop me. I said, you can't stop me because I have a seed. And if I have a seed and he get to know that the seed didn't get to his hand and you stop me, you are in trouble. There are certain places you can't enter until you are ready to sacrifice. The Bible said that when he said, go and prepare me the venison the way I like. When Jacob brought the venison, look at what he said in Genesis chapter 27, verse 20. When he brought the food, the Bible said, but Isaac said to his son, how is it that you have found this so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord your God brought it to me. Listen, forget about that. When Isaac requested for the food, he knew it was not easy to get. Sacrifice is the part of the believer that is not easy to get. So when God is requesting for sacrifice from you, he knows why he's asking it. Believe you me, when you sacrifice, it doesn't add on to God, it adds on to you. You didn't get it. I'll use 5 minutes to do this. What makes sacrifice potent, productive, powerful? What makes it? Number one, sacrifice must be done on the basis of God. When sacrifice, the reason why sacrifice is powerful is done within the framework of the word of God. Therefore, his word is yea and amen. If there is anything you can trust, is the word of God. He said there was nothing created without it. There was nothing created excluding it. All things were created including it. was made without it. All things were made by it. And at the mention of the name of Jesus, you don't understand it. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 10 to verse 1 to 10, the Bible said that God, I'll paraphrase it because of time. God instructed the children of Israel. He said there is a disaster coming. But this disaster, this is what I want you to do for you to be exempted. God said that I know that I want you to get a ram, a goat, or a sheep. And I want you to choose that pet as against the number of people in every house. Whilst I'm saying the story, keep it moving. Thank you. So Exodus chapter 12, verse 1, I'm saying the story to verse 10. The Bible said that he said, I want you to kill a ram, a sheep or a goat, according to the number of people in your household. And I'm going to cause a disaster on this in Egypt. And the only way you will be exempted is your ability to sacrifice a ram and use his blood at your doorpost. He said, and when I see the blood, I will pass over. There are certain people, they can't die like other people. There are certain people, God will exchange their life with others. Why? Because they are people who can sacrifice. There are times David was a man who sacrificed. The Bible said there are times he went for battle. The number of the people against him were more. But because he was a man who knew how to sacrifice, God could cause hailstone to kill people, even more than the hands of the people who were fighting. If you want to change your life, if you want to walk in the dimension of the supernatural of God, you must be a man or a woman, a lady or a gentleman who is addicted to hearing the voice of God to sacrifice. Praise the Lord. He said, when I see it, I will do all. I will pass over. There are certain things that have entered into our life because we refuse to sacrifice. But it is my prayer today that God is bringing you to a place of relevance in your ability to sacrifice. I pray today that God is going to cause you to be sensitive, and when you hear the voice of God instructing you, commanding you to sacrifice, you will be allowed in your body, your soul, your spirit to sacrifice in the name of Jesus. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 4 verse 1 to 6, the Bible talk about the fact that a man who has lived, Adam and Eve have lived through time. And the Bible said in the verse number 3 of Genesis chapter 4, the Bible said in the process of time, there came a point where Cain and Abel rendered sacrifice unto God. And the Bible said that God accepted the sacrifice of Abel. The Bible said God accepted it. What made his offering more acceptable? When I went to the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4, when the Bible was atomizing faith, what faith is able to do. The Bible said by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous and God justifying of his gift. And by him, by this act, he, even though he was dead, yet he speak. There are certain sacrifices that even when you die, your children still enjoy the pleasure of it. There are certain sacrifices that when you embark on, I remember many years ago when I saw the laboring power of my mother, who always wanted to obey God and to obey men. And I've seen her bless strange people in their life. And that gave me the consolation that my life cannot be wasted. By virtue of her sacrifice, there are things I am enjoying this day as a result of her sacrifice. The Bible said Cain killed Abel, but there's Abel's sacrifice, even when it was accepted by God. And because of the receptivity and the acceptance of God, the Bible said even though he was dead, yet his voice was still talking. I don't know who want to leave a legacy for their children. I don't know who want to leave a legacy for the next generation, but the next generation is awaiting for our sacrifice, because Jesus sent the baton unto us. When he gave it to the apostles, they didn't say that Jesus have done it all. They said there is a generation we have to hand over to them, but they are going to see see what is happening. My Bible said in the days of old, when Israel left Egypt, God said, I want you to understand, there are some things that you cannot educate by verbalizing. There are some things that you can only transfer through the ability of the sight. He said, I want you to pick some rocks. I want you to carry it. How can it be that we are walking in the desert and we are carrying these stones? He said that the reason why I want you to carry it is I want you to let your children know that the God of Israel delivered you from captivity. And when they see the stone, they will know how much more. When they check the distance from Egypt and they check it from where they are, the promised land, and they see the sacrifice that your forefathers embedded on, it will cause them to rely on this God. I don't know who you are in this generation, but the generation we are in is awaiting for our manifestation, which is embedded in our sacrifice. We have so many churches shutting down because those who sponsor the church are no more there, and the people who were supposed to take over, now everybody is being personalized. Everybody is focusing on themselves. Everybody is becoming selfish. Everybody is becoming self-centered. How can the kingdom move forward? But if there be a man who is able to sacrifice, God said, I should tell you, as you are scattering, there is a mechanism in the realms of the spirit that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, that is able to translate into generation. I don't know who I came here to preach to, but in the year 2024, God is calling us to a place where we will sacrifice for our children, where we will sacrifice for our spouse, where we will sacrifice for our nation. In the days of old, there lived a man called Nelson Mandela who could sacrifice his whole life. And now when I mention the name of Nelson Mandela, you know that was a man who sacrificed. Martin Luther King, he was a man who sacrificed. Is there anybody here who is willing to sacrifice? Come on, shout, I am willing. You don't understand. The church can only survive on sacrifice. I'll pause here. Oh, you don't understand. You don't understand. Let me have the communion. The Bible said, even though he was God, which could be used to his advantage, he chose not to use it to his advantage. He chose not to give up. You are coming to, why would you drink the bread? Why would you drink the wine and eat the bread and not partake in the sacrifice he embedded in? Freely you gave it all for us, surrendered your life upon the cross. Great is your love, poured out for all. This is our God. Thank you, Father. Waiting for us.
Surrender your life upon the cross.
Great is your love.
Great is your love.
For us, for all.
For our Lord. This is our God.
And come and lift it on high. Lift it on high.
Lift it on high. From there to life.
Stand on your feet, somebody. Stand on your feet.
Forever our God is glorified. Servants and kings.
listen. Listen, listen. The Bible said that that which he could use for his advantage. Most of you, God is calling you to sacrifice in the life of some people. And you are saying that they are not my children. You are saying that they are not from my country. You are saying I don't know them. Do you know what it takes Abraham, an old man in his above 90, to sit in the tent and see strangers? Where's Brother Edward? He's gone. I wish I would tell him to run to me quickly and you see what will happen. I know that when Abraham got up and saw the strangers coming from afar, he sacrificed his footsteps at the expense of waiting for his Isaac. You want your Isaac, you don't want to sacrifice. When I see Isaac, I see sacrifice. I will explain it more. Father, your word say you took the bread and broke it, and you gave thanks. And the Bible said you took the wine and you blessed it. You said, do this in remembrance of me. As we are gathered here, Father, I want to partake in your sacrificing act. And I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that as this enters into our body, may we be metamorphosized. May we take our rightful place as Christians, people who will listen to you and sacrifice. I want you to begin to pray for yourself. You have become too selfish. We have become too selfish. We have become so protective of the future we have no control over. Let me have the communion go round. Father, we thank you. Let it go round. Let me have the leaders, deacons, ushers come. It is a day for you to pray and say, God, I lead you in this. Come on, begin to pray for yourself. I need to be able to sacrifice. I want to sacrifice for my country. I want to sacrifice for my nation. I want to sacrifice for everything around me. I want to impact on my generation. Come on, begin to pray like you believe God. Come on, begin to pray. Come on, begin to pray. Return the love of death to life forever. There are so many opportunities that God could have changed your status, but because you failed to sacrifice. Them who sacrifice are those who are in the hands of God. He is angels are not responsible for those who sacrifice. Check your Bible. When a man who sacrifices, it is God himself who is responsible. Next week I will let you know that a man like Solomon sacrificed, and God had no option than to come down in his dream straight away. We have abandoned the things of God. We have let everything go. Gone were those days when missionaries could come to Africa and they come with their children. This generation, we are saying that our children will not have good education. How can a white man leave his country and come to Africa? Where is the good education? Was it there or in Africa? They come regardless of this amount of pain they had to go through. We are so conscientious about ourselves. We have become too fleshly that we can't do the things of God. You want to pray and say, Lord Jesus, as I eat this bread,
give me strength to sacrifice.
Give me the words that will renew my mind.
To embark on the act of sacrifice.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Have the bread. The wine symbolizes spiritual nourishment, receiving spiritual vitality. As you drink this wine, may you be spiritually conscious. May you be spiritually awakened. The Bible said when the prodigal son was there, he came to himself. I pray that you would take your rightful place psychologically, cognitively, in the name of Jesus. May you receive spiritual awakening. May your eyes be open. May your ears be open. In the name of Jesus. I pray that as Isaac was a need for Abraham, and his sacrifice opened door for his Isaac. As you embark on this sacrificial acts in your life, I pray that may you lack nothing good in the name of Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' name, let's have the wine. Put your hands on your stomach. I want to pray for you. There is somebody here. I don't know. You've been told you have fibroid. God is healing you right now. There is a healing anointing for fibroid. You want a child, but that problem is bothering you. God is healing you right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is somebody here, you are not sure of the future, but this word is opening doors for you in the future.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are receiving present anointing to affect your future.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that the Lord will bless you and endow you in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at me. Don't take this word for granted. Go and listen to the podcast. Come and hear it over and over. It's only few people who are... Sometimes when I hear testimony, I wonder whether it's the same God we are serving. When he can give some people $1 million, and to some of us, when we see £10 on the floor, we think that it is God who gave it to us. You see the dimension. It's okay. We see £10 on the floor, we say, ah, God, thank you. When some people are receiving millions of pounds, I pray that this year you will see God.
Amen.
Because you will do the things that causes men to see God.
Amen.
I thank you, God. As we enter into this new quarter, may goodness and mercy follow us.
Amen.
May we abound in all grace.
Amen.
May we increase in every endeavor of our life.
Amen.
Let things that have been stuck in our life give way.
Amen.
Let troubles be removed.
Amen.
Let burdens be lifted up.
Amen.
Let there be healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to turn and tell your neighbor something. Tell your neighbor something in 5 minutes, in 5 seconds.